This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Ryan is a hospital chaplain in Northern Ohio. I'm not even going to give you his last name, because he expresses some doubts in what he's doing. He's not sure he wants to be a hospital chaplain. He's not sure if that's what he's supposed to do, and he has some discomfort in what he does as a hospital chaplain. So just play it safe. I'm just going to identify him by his first name, Ryan. He says, "I believe in praying. My story begins with me as a hospital chaplain visiting a patient whose bold words would rock my world. Our visit, I thought, was going well, but I knew it wouldn't last because I would inevitably ask the question that a lot of people don't like me to ask, 'Can I pray for you?' And he said, you'd be surprised how many people are uncomfortable with anybody praying for them. I don't want a chaplain or anybody praying for them. There are people in our culture today that the last thing they want somebody to do is pray for them. And that's sad. It's a sad reality, but it's true. So he asked that question, 'Can I offer a word of prayer?' He said, to my surprise, the patient gladly accepted my proposal. However, she took it to the next level. She didn't want any liturgical spew, it was what the term he used, or whimsical verses. All she wanted me to pray for was this: 'I want you to pray that I get a cheeseburger, fries, and ketchup.' That's all I want you to pray." She was serious. "I want you to pray that I get a cheeseburger, fries, and ketchup." He said, "I prayed. My seminary training didn't prepare me for a request like that. I should have taken the course entitled Spirituality and Fast Food." But he said, "I found myself in the middle of a prayer that contained some form of the quote, 'God, would you give this woman a cheeseburger, fries, and ketchup?'" He said, "The patient's unusual request caused me to examine my beliefs and ask critical questions concerning my God. Did I believe in a yes God whom I controlled under my thumb? If I could dictate God's will with a drop of a prayer, then I would be God, because I would be in control. However, I couldn't even deliver this woman a happy meal, let alone bring an end to the war in the Middle East, or to poverty, or to crime. Then it hit me like a quarter pounder with cheese. I realized that prayer gave voice to the desire and the love for life, even if the desire and love manifested itself in the form of a cheeseburger, fries, and ketchup." We're going to talk about boldness in prayer today. I want to define terms right away. Boldness is not arrogance. Boldness doesn't mean presumptuousness. It doesn't mean presuming anything. Boldness in the Greek, parisia, the word means this: freedom to speak your mind. And I want you to go home with this today. If nothing else, you don't remember anything else, I can be bold in my prayer life, meaning I have the freedom to speak openly and say, "Lord, this is what our family needs. Lord, this is what our marriage needs. Lord, this is what my son, my daughter needs." And you can have a boldness that has nothing to do, get this, with self-confidence. It has everything to do with Christ confidence. It's not about your self-confidence that you pray boldly. It's about Christ confidence that you have in him. We're going to read the first half of the passage. It's in the book of Acts, the fourth chapter. It's a follow-up to an event where Peter and John heal a crippled man who was crippled for years, and he's identified. This is interesting. The Bible says he was over 40 years old. Why did they mention that? Because it was somebody who was known in the community as a cripple. Well, this week and next week, two standalone messages from the Word of God on Cross Hope. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. Look at visual stories, one of the most important new developments on our website. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.